we talk about D.C. You visited the Capitol to talk about some issues dealing with Texas wheat. And as you said, it was pretty productive. You had a good week up in Washington, correct?
That's right. So it was really our first time on the Hill, you know, boots on the ground here in D.C. in a few years, you know, a couple years because of some of the COVID restrictions that we've been under for having those face-to-face visits. So it was really productive meetings that we had. Most of those happened on Thursday. We were able to meet with several of our Texas legislators in person, as I mentioned, Senator Cornyn, and then we met with Senator Cruz's staff, as well as members of the House Ag Committee. We know how important those folks can be and the decisions they make here and how they can impact us back at home. So we had our farmers with us, and the main thing they wanted to talk about, the challenges that they are facing in input supplies. You and I have talked about that several times, the price of fertilizer and chemicals, and even trying to just get the availability of those chemicals in a timely manner is becoming increasingly frustrating for our members. And so that they talked about that. They talked about kind of how that pairs with our existing farm safety net. We know our ARC and PLC programs are not really designed to aid producers in a high price environment, especially PLC. So if we have, you know, crop prices that are at a level where, you know, our producers are getting what they need from the market when they sell that commodity, there's really not a lot of assistance out there for growers who are facing these just exorbitant input costs. So we just talked about that dynamic and what that could mean for our growers this season, especially if we do get into an environment where we see those crop prices continue to decline. That's going to be extremely concerning based on the expenses that are already in this wheat crop that's in the field. So we talked about that. We talked about, you know, planning for the upcoming farm bill. It's always something that we cover as an organization. And then we talked about trade. We have trade enforcement as one of our big priorities for this year. We do not see a lot of opportunity for us to have new trade negotiations. You know, big, flashy free trade agreements are probably not in the short-term agenda right now. And so what we'd like to see is bringing to task some of our competitors who are not following the rules. We did that under the Trump administration. We'd like to see that proceed. So what we've asked is, you know, for our congressional leaders to help us put some pressure on USDA and USTR, the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, to bring a case against India at the WTO. They have been unfairly subsidizing wheat production in their country, which has resulted in a huge surplus of wheat that they are now exporting, and they are exporting it to our customers. And so that's a big concern for us, and that absolutely affects our producers' bottom line here at home. So we did have a Senate letter that came out in December kind of putting that pressure on that both of our Texas senators signed on to, and this week they finalized a letter in the House. So it was good timing for us to be up here, and we were able to get six or seven of our Texas congressmen on that letter to just kind of add some weight to that ask. So we'll continue to put that pressure on and try to see that through, because we know that can be beneficial, you know, longer term. At the same time, we had our National Association of Wheat Growers and U.S. Wheat Associates Conference. And so our board members from Texas were sitting on those boards where they're also setting those same policies. You know, they're looking at what type of trade barriers can we handle through U.S. Wheat Associates. And then over on the NOC side, they're talking about setting farm bill priorities and what do we need to ask for. And because of where our input prices are, what type of protection in the farm safety net is going to be most important that we need to make sure we can protect and improve. And so we had those meetings, had really great speakers and involvement from our federal agencies as part of those meetings. Friday morning, we had Undersecretary Robert Bonney from USDA come over, and he's been kind of spearheading a lot of the climate smart agriculture conversation that we've been hearing come out of USDA. So he talked us through kind of the vision for the department and how they have, you know, voluntary, incentive-based, market-driven climate smart production as the forefront there. So that's reassuring to hear that nobody at USDA at this point is talking about a mandatory program that they're going to try to, you know, one size fits all, because we know that's not working for agriculture. So just to hear that they've heard, you know, the ag industry collectively say we have to have this as voluntary, it has to be regionally based, locally led, at least at this point, that's a little bit reassuring. So we'll make sure that, you know, through our involvement with NOG or through our own efforts at Texas Wheat, that we maintain that vision and try to see that through as we see possible programs and policies being developed. But at this stage, I think the ag community's concerns are being heard.
Good deal. And very important, like you said, you had good timing to be up in Washington, because last week also they talked about the agreement we had with China coming out of the Trump administration. And they've shown that China's coming up a little short on what they agreed to. And so trade is going to be at the forefront of a lot of issues as we move forward through 2022.
That's right. So we have an important time for our growers, especially wheat growers here at FSA right now. I think as of today might be the deadline to certify your wheat acreage. So just a reminder for our growers to make sure that they have that done. And then in addition to that, it's also the time to start making your decision for your farm bill programs. So we talked about, you know, those programs and the farm safety net, and it's time to re-up. So we have a deadline coming up in March where you would, number one, enroll in those programs, and number two, choose which one you want to be in. So you do now have the annual election between ARC or PLC. And as I mentioned, we're in a totally different price environment than we have been over the other years of this farm bill, and so you might want to take another look at that, maybe make some changes to those decisions, and now's the time to be doing that. The Texas A&M Ag Food Policy Center does have some resources available for growers who are trying to make that decision. They have a calculator where you put in your information, and it tells you, you know, with what probability you might get the most payment out of which program, and so that's very helpful. But just encouraging guys to make sure that they start that homework now. Go ahead and get that off your to-do list prior to March.
Yeah, very important to get ahead of that. Some other great things coming ahead in agriculture around our area. You can go to the TexasWheat.org website, the upcoming Amarillo Masters Marketer Program, the Randall County Pre-Plant Producer Conference is going to be on the 25th. The Masters Marketing Program is going to be 25th through the 27th, and a very, very interesting article on Texas wheat, dry weather and the nitrogen prices. And that's been something that's picked its head up recently with a lot of producers of other commodity grains, is the rising cost of nitrogen fertilizer. There's a great article there on TexasWheat.org talking about that. Steely, looking ahead to next week, we've got probably some more crop updates to look at once you get back to the Texas Panhandle from D.C., and also some contests and that sort of stuff in the future, correct?
That's right. So we'll be talking a little bit more about our National Wheat Yield Contest, which was part of our meetings up here this week. So again, a timely topic.
Always, always. Well, Ms. Steely, have a safe trip back to the Panhandle. And as always, thank you so much for the great information you give us here on KGNC each week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. We're going to talk to a farmer up in Dumas, Mr. D. Vaughn, as we continue to look at the nitrogen fertilizer issue in Texas corn. Have a great day. See you bright and early tomorrow morning.